CW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At the stroke of midnight, the Trump administration officially kicked off a trade war with America's biggest trading partners. Tariffs now officially in place.
25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico.
And an additional 10% on goods from China. Trump blaming those countries for not doing enough to stem the flow of drugs and migrants into the U.S. The fallout for U.S. consumers, broad. Gas prices are expected to go higher. Oil industry expert Jay Young.
We produce about 13, 14 million barrels a day in the United States. We still consume 20 million, if not 21 million barrels a day. We need 7 million barrels, and the majority of that comes from Canada.
Products like auto parts and groceries could also see their prices skyrocket. President Trump Monday ordering a pause on military aid to Ukraine. On the same day, Russia stepping up attacks. A Russian drone damaging energy infrastructure in Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the Army post in Georgia that was previously known as Fort Benning and changed to Fort Moore is now Fort Benning again. ABC's Stephen Portnoy explains.
The change from Fort Moore to Fort Benning appears to restore a name Congress retired 4 years ago. But rather than honoring a Confederate brigadier general, the Benning now being honored was a hero of World War I. Corporal Fred Benning was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross for his action in France in 1918. This change follows a similar move by Defense Secretary Hegseth to rename Fort Bragg in North Carolina. The Bragg, whose name is now on the sign, was a recipient of the Silver Star for his service in World War II.
Officials reporting at least a dozen new cases of measles in West Texas. The head of the state's health department says there are now 158 cases. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says that he's deeply concerned about the outbreak. Health officials now warning travelers a child with measles passed through New York's JFK airport. Dave Packer, ABC News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.fm.
Wisconsin with a loss at Michigan State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers losing to the Spartans 71-62. Both teams struggled at times with their shooting. What made the difference? Head coach Greg Gard.
Untimely turnovers. Yeah, I thought we had a one-point game with about 5-6 minutes to go, and we turned the ball over twice in a row coming in transition. And those are the things, the ones you can't give them a mulligan right back. After we had got them to miss, we got them to miss a free throw, and then some offensive rebounding.
The Badgers play Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette has a new women's volleyball head coach. Tom Madosa spent the last 7 years at South Carolina. He replaces Ryan Thies, who was hired away by Florida at the NFL scouting combine. Badgers left tackle Jack Nelson from Stoughton, Wisconsin, talked about his dad, Todd, who played for the Badgers, and his younger brother, Barrett, also now on the team.
I mean, it means the world to me. You know, I got a younger brother there right now playing O-line. Got to play a few years with him. You know, kind of put that on your back and be the one to put on for your city, for your family like that.
That's the Badgers' Jack Nelson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly four-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothée Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Anora writer-director Sean Baker won 4 Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win 4 Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Anora was the talk of the night, as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Anora 5 Oscars out of 6 nominations. Not a bad Sunday. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain chances in the overnight as lows drop to the mid-30s, a light south breeze. Our rain chance continues on Tuesday in the afternoon, climbing to the mid-40s, a southeast breeze. Rain persists into Tuesday night, lows in the mid-30s, currently 35 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll talk about Secretary of Defense Hegseth requiring a What Did You Do Last Week list from civilians. And Luke Mathers is in for Tuesday Tangents. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to your live democracy planning meeting. Your discussion session for a movement for a better world in real time. The topic has come up. How should we resist? What should we do? Not only the policy proposal that matters nationally, not only what might we do, what's the smartest protest? Somebody asked, we much appreciated a caller who was going and protesting. Many people are saying we've got to protest day and night. Maybe if it's cold at night, maybe just do it during the day. But it would be a sign to be broad-based. And I said earlier in the show that I would offer my strategic thought about where I think the smartest areas are for energy. The smartest place is, I think, where you can find energy. That's my maybe not that surprising answer. Have a bias for action. If you find something that's moving you, find a way to move on the thing that's moving you. If it's not the perfect thing, because there's so much work to do. It's a target-rich environment. It's hard to get it wrong. Don't be paralyzed by your need to analyze. Act, write, call, give, help, support, whatever you need to do, whatever you can do, where you find energy. That's the most important answer. But if there's lots of areas and you're trying to think of, you know, you have a storehouse of energy, you're willing to apply it to lots of different places, or you want to find where you might find some energy, I do like the message they came up with in a strategy corner micro consulting session during our live planning meeting today. I know it may seem like a radio and TV show. I am saying it's a planning meeting. The future of the world, future of America, future of democracy, future of a movement that will try to make a better world, a better country, a better democracy. And so he said, what should my sign say? It would be a cross-cutting message. And I wasn't sure and worked through it. I'm a verbal processor. And what I came up with was tearing down America is bad for you. Tearing down America, I think, is what I'd call this. I think that's what Trump is doing. I think that's what Elon Musk is doing. I think that's what Vladimir Putin is doing. I think that's what they want to do by making us get bird flu. I think that's what they want to do by making our skies less safe. I think that's what they want to do by making our country less safe. I think that's what they want to do by alienating us from our most important European allies. I think that's what they want to do by undermining the United States dollar as a global reserve currency. Tear down America. Government cuts, firing. It was never about efficiency. It also wasn't about firing. It's about tearing down America. And it's not just that tearing down America exists. It's also that it's bad. And it's not just that it's bad and it's bad for you. So I would emphasize that. I think that is a dominant message. It was a pretty good focused message. And we're talking about Trump. I already gave you that one. Trump is bad, and he's bad for you. Musk is bad, and he's bad for you. Bad people with bad motives doing bad things with bad results, with bad friends. It's bad, and it's bad for you. Tearing down America is bad, and tearing down America is bad for you. So I do think those things. But that's not what I was teasing earlier on. I said, where would I apply energy? So that I don't bury the lead, as is my want to do, here's what I would say. Go long and go local. Go long and go local. That doesn't mean don't protest Trump. You got energy for that? Go ahead. It doesn't mean don't work at a congressional race. You got energy ability to that? Go ahead. 4 years before a presidential race, I want to have focus on not just that. Because I think about women's suffrage, and that didn't happen in Congress. It's an example I almost always go to most quickly. That we are not going to persuade Donald Trump. We're not going to persuade Project 2025. We're not going to persuade Rage. We're not going to persuade Doge. We're not going to persuade the various Confederates who want to tear down America, who have found inspiration from economic messages deriving from the worst elements of the pre-Civil War Deep South and then the post-Civil War and post-Civil Rights Movement Deep South. My site is Democracy in Chains. If you haven't read it, you should, or at least read the summary. That I think we have a siege that has been decades in the making, and we have to be prepared to work for decades into the future. That doesn't mean waiting for a decade. It means starting right now, but where to start? That to pass women's suffrage, it meant it had to happen state by state. And my state took five times they had to go to the voters and try to honor a woman's right to vote. Finally, on the fifth time. The third time wasn't the charm. Either was the fourth. State by state, city by city, what can you do? Where are the points of leverage? Where's a media organization you can turn? Where's a show that you might be able to help boost its listenership? I've got an idea. How about this one? What's an institution that needs a little bit of support? How do we rebuild and build civil society? What's a company that should understand that it is not free to support oligarchy and tyranny? How can we leverage that? Think about the places that are leverageable. Think about the places that deserve your laser beam. Be strategic and thoughtful. Be intentional, not slow. And I do think that means consider, because Trump dominates so much of the freaking attention of the country. It's like, it's his superpower. He says crazy stuff, he just does crazy stuff, does bad stuff. He doesn't mind, it's bad because it gives him more attention. So don't only fall for that trap. Got to respond sometimes, obviously, but don't only fall for that trap. Also think, not just immediate term reaction, but think long. What do we need the world to be? How do we need to build this? This fire didn't start in 2024. The Powell memo wasn't written in 2016. The Heritage Foundation wasn't given birth to in this new millennium. It has been decades in the building, this effort to tear down America. And if we're going to build it back, we're not going to rebuild America in a day. We're going to have a long-term commitment. So that's when I say think long. I also said think local. It's my women's suffrage example, but you can go more local than that. What can you do? State-based pro-democracy coalitions, even city-based pro-democracy coalitions. I'm thinking of my friends in Mississippi right now. How awesome it is to start a little group. It could be a book club. It could be a pro-democracy coalition. You can work on money in politics. You can work to lower the giving limits in your city council, county commission, state legislative races. You can work for voter access. You work for better voting systems. You work so we have proportional representation in certain places. So they can't just use partisan politics and then anti-democratic talking points to build their not even majority movement and power structure. You can win legislatures. If I had a magic wand, it'd be that. That's who's given us the districts. That's who's given us these gerrymandered rules. When you have states that are 51-49 and they have legislatures that are as if they were 65-35? Follow the lead of what Michigan did to get redistricting reform in a purple state. In blue states, don't just do it one-sided. That should be federal. You're taking the bait if you do it in blue states. That'll just give them more red congressional seats. Win legislatures. Win legislatures. Massive voter registration. Make sure people's IDs are lined up. Make sure people do know the polling place they need to go to. Youth voter education and civic training. Sortition, citizen juries. Public financing in cities. We could get, right now, there are 20 cities in this country that could pass publicly financed elections, which would mean you'd start building up trained activists, start building up people who are used to their campaigns, start building up new elected officials, maybe new future members of Congress. And why do I care about that? Because these would be people, if they ran public, they ran with public financing, selling out to big donors wouldn't be their first move. It means they would start to build a power structure that wasn't only reliant upon the status quo power structure. It means that their early talking points, their early commitments, their early conception of themselves, their early staff's conception of what they were trying to do wasn't only trying to aim at the center of the corporate lobby in Washington, D.C. Because the center of the corporate lobby in Washington, D.C. is not the center of America. And it's not the center of people's lives. It's not the center of any poll. And it's not the center of the answer. We've got to recreate a more genuine center. And publicly financed elections in local areas, in cities. And by the way, it also saves resources because you got Democrats fighting over those races, spending money on those races, run them public. Citizen jury, as I said, participatory budgeting as an example of citizen juries, giving people real power over democracy, not just giving more power to politicians, not just being part of this fight that is trumped up, pun intended, in significant part to make it so you aren't actually in charge of your country or your city or your county or your state. Get actually in charge. Not to become a dictator, but be part of the conversation. Work on community lands. I'll start with the public banks. We
have to bring our jobs and manufacturing. upper personhood, and educate American dream to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American Dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at Tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com.
So before the break, I was talking about how we need to both expand and narrow our focus. We've got to think longer and think local. That's not to say don't care about what's happening in the joint session, don't care what type of president. We got to care. But that takes so much time, so much energy, so much attention. Make sure it doesn't take 90% of your energy and attention. Make sure it doesn't take even 75%. Try to get it to like half, maybe even a little bit less. Most effective I ever was when I realized that I wasn't going to be able to change who the president of the United States was. And I wasn't, it was after 9/11. And the then president, George W. Bush, got up and said the most important thing we were supposed to do was shop. And I don't argue that we shouldn't have made sure there was economic activity after 9/11. I just knew that wasn't the only thing we needed to do. What we actually needed to do was call people to service. And I realized that what had happened to the once proud Republican Party was that it had just decided that public service somehow, with very narrow exceptions, was worthy of derision. That the idea of contributing something greater than yourself was to be set aside, and instead people should just worship at an altar of money and of a false understanding of a God that thinks that's actually what you should pray to.
2 minutes.
And I realized, no, we've got to do more than that. And the most effective I was is saying, listen, I'm not going to be able to stop that invasion. I'm not going to be able to change George W. Bush's mind. But what I can do is I can impact my own state. And we organized a bunch of people my age, some younger, some older. I was pretty young then, better looking. And we bought a bus. And we took that bus to every swing legislative district in the state. And we knocked on doors. And we knocked on between 50,000 and 70,000 doors back in 2002. And then we did it again in 2004. And that helped. Jeff Merkley be named the House Majority Leader instead of just House Democratic Leader. And that put him in a position to run for the U.S. Senate and beat Gordon Smith. And now Jeff Merkley's one of the finest members of the U.S. Senate we've had in a long, long time. But not only that, it started moving. Well, people don't think about this, but before that, for 17 years, I think it was, Oregon had been a double-barreled Republican legislature. And finally, and now we've had Democratic legislature. We worked on that in 2002, 2004, 2006, 2008, until we finally did. We started in the Senate, then into the House. And when I started putting my energy on what I could impact in my state, in my town, I had the most impact I ever had. So look at that. I'll get more to what's happening in Ukraine, but I want to make sure people are hearing me about go long and go local. The when the let me say something about Jeremiah's call. Jeremiah called and asked about messaging. Let me finish this quick story. Jeremiah called and asked about messaging and said, oh, Biden killed the peace deal. So much of what you're seeing on social media is just false or trumped up or manipulated. I asked this misinformation, this disinformation expert, I said, what's the best way I can track what disinformation experts are pushing? He said, oh, just look at the trending topics on Twitter. That is the list. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
202-808-9925.
If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It is one of the...
Ready! While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillmank Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcasts at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, so why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this. 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That is a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress, trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Our favorite product is the sleep product. It really helps. And once you try it, you'll wonder how you ever got by without it. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% off with promo code Tom at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, South Dakota. Yes, available in 47 other great states. And we're back. So, to continue, where can we best apply our energy? And how do we deal with the current media? And what I want to say is not only respond, but also be proactive. Not only say, Trump did this, and therefore let him pick the fight and react, but also you pick the fight you think we need to have. You pick the thing we need to focus on. And yeah, to all those bots out there who have been trying to pivot attention from what's happening in Ukraine to other things, including the Middle East. Not the Middle East isn't important, but that was a strategy, that was a tactic, that was an effort to take away attention from the biggest bully country. If it's not Trump, it's Putin, biggest bully country, and what they're doing in Ukraine. And that includes all kinds of misinformation, disinformation. Don't take the bait. Let's do speed round for your calls. Let's go to Carl from Arcadia, Oklahoma, who wins the Most Patient Listener Award. Carl, you are on the air.
Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I got a one-liner to put on the check when you write it to the Democrats, and it's take the gloves off. Just write down where in your notation, take the gloves off.
And what does that mean? If they don't have gloves, Carl, what are they doing? What are they doing with their gloveless hands?
In other words, I'm a combat vet from Vietnam in 69, and I've probably been on 100 firefights. And I know until you get tough, the tough get going. People say that.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. They got to stop playing pussies with them, so to speak, and start really getting down to the burr with them, because they're not going to, like the man said earlier, until you hit a man in the mouth and he bleed, he's not going to believe you. And so that's what the Democrats got to do.
I hear you. And I agree that decorum is not, like, for its own sake, that fear for its own sake, like, none of these are helpful strategies. But as you think about it, when you say, well, once they have their gloves off, once they want to punch somebody in the mouth, whatever it is, what are they doing? What's that thing?
That's the action. That's that action when you say take them gloves off. Anytime you're dealing with gloves, you're just dealing with kid gloves, it's clean or whatever.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to get dirty.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
All right.
And that's just like I'm saying, I'm a vet, and so I'm looking at this.
Yeah.
The man told the Navy that she struck the Navy lady off.
Yeah.
He struck the Army people off.
Yeah.
Now, in combat, you don't put no whole new nobody, and you get the generals that have been there, done that. You don't throw all them off. If you do, you open yourself up for attack.
All right. So I'll give you one, Carl. I'll give you one. And this is one I would actually do. I'd urge you to do this one. That one thing that would be outside the norm, that would be a version of taking the gloves off, would be urging retired generals who know what, and this could be members of the military, encouraging them to do it, finding whatever communication routes you can find, veterans doing this, asking veterans to communicate to retired generals. Retired generals are even worse than retired presidents, and in some respects even better. What I mean is there is this norm, that there is this habit of retired generals not criticizing a president in office. That meant, for instance, the generals that knew Donald Trump was on his way to being a fascist, that they would say that to, like, a reporter, but they wouldn't get on camera.
Well, you know they did. You know they did, about 100 of them. They really did. Listen,
Hear me out, Carl. I'm listening. Hear me out. So I remember when they had his old chief of staff, right, he was willing to say something to a reporter, but then didn't get on camera, didn't do interviews, didn't get on Fox News. So urging members of the military to be more vocal, including really high-profile former Republican appointees, including people who serve for Trump, who know he's doing the wrong stuff, willing to say so. That is the kind of thing that I would say is, to use your term, taking the gloves off. Carl, you get the last word.
Well, listen, I'm going to say this. I'm saying he's getting rid of all these people, these generals, and everybody knows what they're doing. That's the worst thing you want to do. And then he mentioned the other night, World War III. Last person was talking about war was George Bush.
Yeah. Carl, thank you so much for your service, and thanks for your call.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
We're all looking for somebody else to save us. And I don't mean Carl. I mean, like, all of us. All of us, like, blank needs to do blank. Understand, there isn't that person, unless it's all of those people. My wife is grumpy at Obama. Sorry, Katie, I didn't mean to call you out. But she's like, you know, and Obama was my president, right? I didn't just cast a ballot for him. I was a delegate at the national convention on it for him. And he talked about government efficiency and government improvement in a way that fired me up, not in the fake tear down America way that Elon Musk is doing it. And I wanted him to not just make TV shows for Netflix, but not just build his library, but help build a national movement, not just for volunteerism, but for pro-democracy action, right? I wanted that to happen. But Obama can't save us. He's not the president. I want Chuck Schumer to do certain things, but he can't save us. He's not the president. He's not the head of the Senate. I want Hakeem Jeffries probably to do some things, but he can't pass a single bill. He can't even force an amendment. Right? Like, I want the Supreme Court. I want the courts to say you can't do this. But they've been working on taking over the courts for 40 years. So the thing that we have to come to grips with is it's worse than we think. And I don't mean that to give you despair. I don't mean that to give you fear. I mean that we have to be brutally honest with the critical facts facing our situation and ultimately confident that democracy can win out and ultimately confident that America can win. We have to do both things. And being brutally honest with the critical facts lets us know that there isn't somebody out there with the power to say, oh, if they would just act, we'd be okay. We have to build that power. We have to find more levers. We have to think long. Yes, think national, but also think local. All right, let's go speed round so we can get to your very patient, wonderful calls. Mike, sorry, Chicago, on the air.
Yeah, I had an idea of what the Democrats could do for the joint session. Rather than walking out, and because that the Republicans normally sit on one side and the Democrats sit on the other, so the Democrats should just pass out these white cards amongst themselves, and then when Trump starts a speech and says a lie, the certain people hold up these white cards that spell out lie. And there you go. You have your optics, and it's a little quiet protest. They don't have to say anything. They just show the placards like, you know, like you would see at the stadiums when they would hold up their these cards and it would spell out things.
I like the idea of the having a visual that that looks neutral and factual. No, I don't mean neutral, but at least looks factual. That that tracks, that focuses attention on things that are said that are dishonest. I like the card. I probably like the card more than I like the yelling, right? So I like that idea. I like that idea, and appreciate your phone call very much. Any other thought that you have that you want to offer before we go to the next caller?
Well, the only negative downside is that their arms may get too tired while we're lifting up the cards.
Thank you so much for your call. I'm going to have to say this out loud. So this screen went dark. I think it may have been something my knee hit. I plugged it back in, but it's still off, so I can't take another caller. Is he able to put another caller in without me so I can just take the next caller and just say the name? Give me a caller, and the caller will introduce themselves to me. We'll be back in just a second. We can put on a caller. Can you hear me? All right. So there is this call. I was talking earlier about state-based and local-based activity. About thinking local and thinking long. There are a couple areas I didn't get to in my riff. We can also build better governance systems. Here's a big thing. If we want people to vote pro-democracy, vote progressive, we've got to show that the places that are governed by those folks work. We have a caller
Hello.
On? Hi there, Lori. Go ahead. You're on the air. Give us your question.
Hi, Jefferson, Lori from Ocala. If we're going to protest, we can't be ambivalent. I'd like to rephrase the argument. How do we know that Putin is hiring the best people? Trump told us he was hiring the best people, only the best people to benefit Putin and not the American people. Then think about how the Supreme Court has worked to take away our rights, because it's less people power, less democracy, better for people. How come tax cuts go to the wealthiest and not the American people? We want rich oligarchies. We have more power over them if we give them big tax cuts. How come Musk directed Starlink to hurt Ukraine? Once again, it helped Putin. We can do it with the Department of Energy, the Department of Education, Social Security. We can do it with all of them. This is all Putin. Take away Trump. take away Musk, take away all the boogeyman, and let's call it what it is. Okay,
appreciate.
We can call the Mars. Okay, do you like that?
Yeah, what, and anybody out there, anything you're reading or anybody you're listening to that you think is giving you inspiration or is giving you direction, or anybody that you think is providing pretty good pathways?
Oh, for me personally?
Yeah.
Okay. I really feel I like Chris Murphy. I know he's government. He works for the government, so he's limited. I think the 50.1 is really good. But what I want to do is I want to get a leader to tell us what the leaders want us to do. I want this to be kind of not hierarchical, but kind of pyramid, so that we can all get out. We're huge. We have enormous numbers and a huge voice, but nobody is collectively gathering us and saying, okay, Putin is trying to take us over. Let's have this group do this, this, this. We don't know how to do that, but we know that there are people that can organize, like Obama. Your wife was right, because Obama was an organizer, and that's what we need. We don't need to say his name. We don't need to hear his name. We need organizers.
Amen. We need organizers. There's an old Wellstoneism, right? Don't get mad, organize. The most important things we need to do is, and that's even why I'm saying locals. How do you get people to organize? You can organize a protest, and I'm all for it. But mm-hmm. once we do it, I even remember when Obama was elected, and there was so much hope in the country, and
right. And
the right wing used that against Obama and said, you elected Obama, not everything changed. If people had listened to Obama, he would have said, it's not all going to change right away. One of the reasons I want to build long and I want to build local is because I know change doesn't happen in a day. I know that one protest sign matched with 10,000 others can have an impact. Doing that where we actually build power, build infrastructure, organize in local communities can have lasting benefits. We'll be back. This is Tom
Amen.
Show. Amen to you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is Tom's show. Be right back with Carol.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump's 25% tariffs against Canada and Mexico went into effect at midnight Eastern Time. It means prices are about to get higher, including for cars.
There are thousands of auto parts that cross the border between the U.S. and Mexico and also Canada. Car makers have warned that they will end up having to charge higher prices for customers, potentially thousands more. And then, unfortunately, if you're paying more for a new car, you might see more demand for used cars, so used car prices could go up.
ABC News business correspondent Elizabeth Schulze. President Trump halting U.S. assistance to Ukraine Monday, seeking to pressure Ukraine's President Zelensky to engage in peace talks with Russia. The Senate voting 51-45 to confirm President Trump's pick for Education Secretary Linda McMahon. Fire crews in the Carolinas taking advantage of low winds Monday, allowing them to get ahead of those wildfires that have been causing evacuations and threatening hundreds of homes. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars are in the books. In case you missed the annual celebration of movies, here is a rundown of the big winners. The Best Supporting Actor trophy was the first major category announced, and the winner was Kieran Culkin for his role in A Real Pain. Taking home Best Supporting Actress, to no one's surprise, was Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilia Perez, a film that was nominated for 13 awards and won two. Winning his second Oscar for Best Actor was Adrian Brody for his role in The Brutalist. He probably deserved it just based on how long he had to stay in character, given the length of the film. Best Actress went to Mikey Madison for her role as the title character in Anora. Anora was really the story of the night as it made history, with director Sean Baker becoming the first person ever to win four Oscars from the same film. Baker won for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture as the film's producer. He also won for Best Editing. Anora was nominated six times and won five. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin with a loss at Michigan State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers losing to the Spartans 71-62. Both teams struggled at times with their shooting. What made the difference? Head coach Greg Gard.
Untimely turnovers. And I thought we had a one-point game with about 5-6 minutes to go, and we turned the ball over twice in a row coming in transition. And those are the things, the ones you can't give them a mulligan right back. After we had got them to miss, we got them to miss a free throw, and then some offensive rebounding.
The Badgers play Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette has a new women's volleyball head coach. Tom Madosa spent the last 7 years at South Carolina. He replaces Ryan Thies, who was hired away by Florida at the NFL Scouting Combine. Badgers left tackle Jack Nelson from Stoughton, Wisconsin, talked about his dad, Todd, who played for the Badgers, and his younger brother, Barrett, also now on the team.
I mean, it means the world to me. You know, I got a younger brother there right now playing O-line. Got to play a few years with him. You know, kind of put that on your back and be the one to put on for your city, for your family like that.
That's the Badgers' Jack Nelson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain chances in the overnight as lows drop to the mid-30s, a light south breeze. Our rain chance continues on Tuesday in the afternoon, climbing to the mid-40s, a southeast breeze. Rain persists into Tuesday night, lows in the mid-30s, currently 35 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Coming up on the Earl Ingram Show, Dr. Anthony Eastreet to address the attacks on social services. Later, I have a very special guest who will join us.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Put our complaints out there and try and get some of these problems solved.
So where I put that, you're going to be our time for our last caller. Actually, we'll do one more 30 seconds. I'll use that. I'll respond to this with my closing word. So, Pat, let me just respond, and thank you so much for the call. Take everything you said, take the last 80% of what you said, and think about how that would apply in your town and in your state. And thanks, Pat, for the call.
I'm in a red state, and they hate me. Hung up on me again.
No, you're still on the air. I'm trying to finish. I'm trying to finish, but... are you still there? Okay. So appreciate so much your call. What I would say is we do need a people's coalition. It does need to be bigger than the Democratic Party. We do need something that reaches supermajority of voters. I don't think that the primary focus for me is on the particular political party, right? In fact, I just use the vehicle that is the easiest vehicle to get a bunch of wins. But if you work in your local community, If you work at your state level, so many of them are nonpartisan. We can start building the kind of pro-people power that can move upwards. Don't just expect, just don't just move into the blue and red argument. We've got to build a bigger and bigger pro-democracy movement in this country. That's where I'll agree. Another day, I'll talk more about specific party politics. For right now, what I want to do is finish by saying thank you. Thank you to everybody who called, being so kind. I'll be with you this week. Do think about where you want to point your laser beam. Do think about the big picture. How is this country supposed to stand for freedom and for independence? For things like Ukraine, by the way. How is this country supposed to stand for working people and for democracy? And what are things you can do to point your laser beam to help? What are the points of leverage? Because you are the coalition of benevolently irrational. The coalition of the benevolently irrational, good people doing good things for no good reason. You are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for being part of this community. We'll be back tomorrow with Tuesday Newsday. Be well.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, I'm joined by Megan Rowe of Opportunity Wisconsin to talk about the devastating cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid that Republicans are supporting. Join us.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size land speeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's Unofficial Galaxies from February till the end of April.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At the stroke of midnight, the Trump administration officially kicked off a trade war with America's biggest trading partners. Tariffs now officially in place.
25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico.
And an additional 10% on goods from China. Trump blaming those countries for not doing enough to stem the flow of drugs and migrants into the U.S. The fallout for U.S. consumers, broad. Gas prices are expected to go higher. Oil industry expert Jay Young.
We produce about 13, 14 million barrels a day in the United States. We still consume 20 million, if not 21 million barrels a day. We need 7 million barrels, and the majority of that comes from Canada.
Products like auto parts and groceries could also see their prices skyrocket. President Trump Monday ordering a pause on military aid to Ukraine. On the same day, Russia stepping up attacks. A Russian drone damaging energy infrastructure in Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary